A year after floods devastated many municipalities across Vermont, most of the damage has been repaired. Culverts and roads have been replaced, and homeowners have dried out their basements and replaced the drywall. But repairing is only one step. There's an urgent need for towns to build flood mitigation projects. And as Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors reports, that work will take years and cost millions of dollars.
The aptly named Inn by the River is perched on the banks of the Lamoille River, just off Route 15 in Hardwick. It's a precarious spot. During a flood in the 1970s, the hotel got dragged into the river. And last July, it happened again. The Lamoille crested at 21 feet, inundated the hotel, and nearly pulled it back into the waterway. This time, the Inn on the River is not coming back. On Tuesday, almost exactly a year after the most recent flood, an excavator dragged its bucket across the top of the hotel, peeling off the red metal roof and crushing wooden rafters. The town of Hardwick got just over $900,000 from Vermont Emergency Management to buy and demolish the hotel. David Upson is Hardwick's town manager.
The municipality is now the owner of the property, and we have restrictions on the deed as to what we can do. So this property could never be developed.
Upson says the town wants to get more funds to turn the now vacant lot into an open space for the river to spread out during a flood.
Why don't we give the river a wide berth? Give Mother Nature a wide berth as she deserves, and make it so the flooding can happen and not destroy property. I think that's the name of the game.
Combining buyouts and floodplain restoration is an effective strategy. After Tropical Storm Irene, the town of Northfield bought and demolished seven homes along the Dog River to reestablish a floodplain. Officials estimated that the project reduced flooding by 6 inches there last July. Stephanie Smith, the state hazard mitigation officer, says Vermont needs more of these projects.
An individual property buyout gets that person out of a tough spot, but our hope is that we're doing buyouts that are adjacent to one another in a way that allows us to do restoration as well.
Smith says following last July's floods, Vermont is poised to get between $80 and $90 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That money can be used to fund projects like buyouts, floodplain restoration, and installing bigger bridges and culverts. Federal and state funding is essential for getting these mitigation projects done, especially for small municipalities.
We took quite a hit.
Shane O'Keefe is the Londonderry town administrator. He says the town spent $1 million repairing damage from last year's flood. That's a lot of money for a town with a $2.5 million operating budget. O'Keefe says so far, FEMA has given the town $500,000 to cover repair costs. But they'll need more to tackle mitigation work, like replacing a bridge that got washed out during Irene and again during last July's storm. O'Keefe says that work could cost up to $5 million, twice the size of the town budget.
You know, we're a small community with very little in the way of resources, and it's difficult to tackle these larger projects while we're, you know, maintaining the business of the town.
FEMA hazard mitigation grants usually require towns to chip in 25% of the project's cost. But for this round of projects, the state is picking up that portion of the tab. Smith says that should make it easier for towns.
So there's significantly more interest because we're covering 100% of the project cost.
But it can take years for FEMA-funded projects to get approved and built. And in the meantime, climate change is bringing more extreme weather. Last year, some Vermont towns were hit by two severe floods, one in July and another in December. Eric Buzan is interim town administrator in Cambridge, one of the towns that got hit by both floods.
Many homes were ready to move in for Christmas after being flooded out in July and then lost everything a second time within 6 months.
Buzan says with the threat of more storms looming, he wishes there's a way to get mitigation projects done a little faster. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.